This is Crashing the Boards. Dave Popkin, Austin Johnson with you talking college hoops. And this guy is more Jersey than anybody. He's coaching in Staten Island right now with Wagner, where they are getting set for a semifinal matchup against Central Connecticut in the NEC. But Jersey City born and bred, St. Anthony product, of course, Seton Hall leading them to a couple NCAA tournaments. It's our old friend Donald Copeland. How you doing, Donald?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the beginning, if we could. When you were just a kid and you were considering where to go to high school and you ended up at St. Anthony's, like, how did that all come about? And why did you think that you could do that? Because you were not a big kid at that point, right?
No, I wasn't. But, you know, growing up and playing in Jersey City, you know, playing for my father at the Jersey City Boys and Girls Club and then playing in the parks and everything, you know, St. Anthony's at that time was always a dream. My father had always took me to the camps. He took me to some of the games to see, and then just knowing some of the players, you know, coming up from there. And then if, you know, if you wanted to play basketball, if you love the sport, you know, St. Anthony was the place to be. You know, so I was very fortunate to be able to go there and definitely have a good enough career to, where I was able to play and contribute to winning there.
I know Coach Hurley's been a big support to you over the years, somebody you can call. He came to practice at Wagner early in your tenure as well. What does he continue to mean to you?
No, it means a lot. You know, he's such a powerful figure, you know, and especially the way I kind of run the program is similar to how, you know, he brought us up in the game along with my father, you know, just so being so demanding and running it like a company, you know, or trying to, that every little thing matters and details and things of that matter. And it's always good to get a different perspective because a lot of times you're, you know, in this seat, you're in your own thoughts. But to be able to talk to him, to get some advice, some thoughts is always helpful.
Then you got to work under a guy, Kevin Willard, who's pretty similar, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely meticulous. He's like a mad scientist, you know, at the way he approaches things. Definitely like things a certain way. I think his upbringing is also very similar. You know, his father coached, and then obviously his tenure under Rick Pitino, and then now being able to see him make it and mold it in his own. It was definitely a learning experience and a good one for me to be around him, to see his approach to how he ran his program.
In addition to having success as a player, you've developed quite a network in a business-oriented way, I would say, from a coaching standpoint. Who do you rely on when you have to maybe go back to the drawing board, you know, to figure things out for, you know, the program that you're a CEO now of?
You know what? Me and Bashir Mason, you know, we talk daily about each other's programs. We joke amongst each other. We're each other's best assistant coach right now. So I can say that I talk to him a lot about a lot of things. And I don't think there's anybody much better, you know, because I'm trying, you know, we came up in the game the same way, you know, coming from Jersey City, playing for my father, playing for Hurley. And then he's obviously had the success and I worked with him so closely, you know, so I can say that, you know, he's definitely been a lot of help for me, you know, especially my first 2 years.
Yeah, I've had the fortune of playing with you a bunch of times in pickup games and know how you have that natural lead guard ability. But now that you've moved over a seat up to the head coaching role, you know, what are the things that you've taken from your playing days and the things that you've had to learn now to balance yourself out as a head coach?
Yeah, I think being, you know, a former player is very helpful, you know, because, you know, as a player, you're so competitive, you know, and at least I think I was, you know, you want to be competitive, but also try to give a different feel to it, you know, and have more personal relationship with it while still remaining competitive and showing these guys. So I think that's been, it's a challenge, but it's also helpful. You know, I think I'm relatively young, you know, for to be a head coach, which means I can relate to these guys in a different way. And that's what I try to do. The main thing for me is, you know, just trying to get over the losses, you know, and enjoy the wins a little bit better. I think I've been mindful of that, you know, especially for the kids and the guys, especially what we're going through, you know, being able to just move on. I still have to probably do a better job because I really dislike the losing, but it's something I'm mindful of and something I got to continue to grow at.
John, Donald, just to have a 500 team and a team going to the semis of the conference tournament, I think is a major victory this year. I know you have high hopes to even go beyond that, but folks may not know. You had 7 scholarship players for most of this season. You guys, the coaches, were practicing with the team. What does that say about the resilience and the mental toughness of your players?
It speaks volumes to them, man, because, you know, a lot of these guys that you're seeing playing now are new guys, too. You know, I got to be honest, you know, drawing it up and recruiting this team, the depth chart didn't look like this. but the one thing that I think we tried to control was our energy, the culture, just making sure that every single day wasn't a loss in energy. You know, I kept the expectations high as far as how we were going to sound, how we were going to look in practice. When we didn't look that way, there were repercussions. When we did, we moved forward with our work. So there was never any dead energy, despite what we were going through. And that's a testament to the players wanting to be a part of something like that. So, you know, you speak about being 500, you know, just a competitor in me. I still look back at games, maybe if I did this differently. But for the most part, you know, the 7 guys that I have are giving me everything they got. More importantly, the 6 guys that are out are also contributing as mentors, as coaches, you know, and just making sure that they can do everything they possibly can to help us because the program means something to them.
You have an all-league caliber guard, Melvin Council, who is terrific. He's a well-rounded player. He's a driver, but can shoot a little bit and seems like somebody you can go to for a bucket out there. He's been, it's been a nice luxury for him to develop into that kind of a guy.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, he has loads of talent. He still has a lot of talent that's still untapped. You know, being able to get him here and now expand on his game. But the best thing about him is who he is. You know, he allows me to coach him hard. He doesn't change who he is. He's a competitor. He loves to compete. He loves to play. That's why when he's not scoring or affecting game on the offensive end, he's able to make plays and do things for us in games like you saw the last game. You know, he had a chase down block after turning the ball over. He's able to sprint back and hustle and get a block. That's not the first time he's done that. You know, he struggled on the road for us at St. Francis, PA, and then gets a game-winning, a game-tying steal, then gets a game. What, you know, so he's just always active and into it, and that speaks to he. I would say for him, who he is, he's embraced our culture probably the most of the new guys.
So let's take it forward a little bit. Northeast Conference. Wagner, I think, can be a powerhouse every year because of location, because of the arena, because of you, and because of the style that you coach, right? If you coach good defense, Bosch showed it, Danny Hurley showed it, you guys can be in every game. You've been close, you know, with some very good teams this year, and you've beaten some very good teams this year, and I think it's due to the defensive toughness.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think you got to be able to guard. I think you know, like I said before, I came up in the game that way. I've won that way. I mean, just thinking about playing in the Big East, you know, my teams in college were good defensively, which always, it gives you a chance, you know, and it speaks to the fighter in you. It's a will. And now you got to live with the results when you're able to compete on a defensive end that hard and believe in that, you know, because I think everyone wants to be a good offensive player. I think at this level, to get to this level, you got to be able to do something offensively, but it's the teams that really buy into defense, I think, can remain consistent. So, like you said, I think it gives us a chance, you know, hopefully it'll help us out, you know, in the next game.
Donald, you know better than anybody how important it is to have really prolific guard play when tournament time comes around. What are you anticipating in regards to that workload, being privy to some of your league guards that have to step up their game since March is right on the horizon, since we're in March at this point?
Yeah, no, definitely. I would say no more than what we've been already had. I got three primary guards right now that probably play. They lead. They're three top leaders in minutes in the league. And Javi Escara and Julian Brown and Melvin. So this is hopefully what the regular season has prepared them for. And then I play Teron Allen, who's kind of guard forward, but. Yeah, guards are going to have to lead the way here. That's what it is. I think Central has really good guard play. They got two all conference players. So to win games late, I think you got to have good guard play, and I'm going to be relying on my guards to do that.
I can't let you go without talking about Seton Hall, Donald. You played for one of my favorite Seton Hall teams that went to the tournament in 2006. You were the lead guard on that team, and now they have another good lead guard in Kadari Richmond. It looks like he's about to lead them back to the NCAA tournament after that big win against Villanova. What have you seen from Richmond and Seton Hall this year?
Yeah, I'm beyond proud and happy, man, for Kadari. Although our time was short, I do think we built a real close connection, man. And I'm so happy for him. I know he's happy for me. But this is just what I expected from him. I think this is all of us, right? He's healthy. He's confident. This is the player, the all-around player. I think everyone's getting to see. Who he deserves to be. So I couldn't be more happy. I'm not surprised. As far as Seton Hall goes, man, just happy that they're competing at this level. Not surprised. Again, they defend really, really well, which are always going to give you a chance. And then they have the size that goes with it. I think they have some big time wins, which I think any game you win in the Big East is a big one, right? So they've proven all year that they're one of the top teams in the country. So I expect them to be right there in the NCAA tournament.
All right, Donald, go get a lozenge. I know you just came off of practice. You got a big game coming up and some travel ahead. So we wish you luck down the stretch. Always appreciate your time.
No, thank you guys. I appreciate you.
All right, good stuff. That's Donald Copeland, the terrific young head coach of the Wagner College Seahawks out of the NEC, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. This is Crashing the Boards. We're back with more in just a moment.